Joining us on the line right now is a very special guest. He is a former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, a current ESPN NFL analyst, and like the three of us in this room, he believes that Joe Montana is the best quarterback in NFL history, one Ron Jaworski. Ron, thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, great to be with you guys, and at least we agree on something early. I do believe Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Great. So a question about the Philadelphia Eagles, who currently are not blessed with such a wonderful quarterback at the moment, among some other issues. But the team's in the midst of a lot of transition. They have a new head coach with Chip Kelly, the first new head coach in 14 seasons. We've had a chance to hear from Kelly briefly, but obviously there are so many questions about what he's planning to do. What qualities does he bring to the table that make you believe he can succeed as a head coach in the NFL and specifically with the Eagles?
First and foremost, Chip Kelly has tremendous football IQ. He understands the game, and he comes from an offensive persuasion. And I think today's NFL is so important that you have your offense in place. It's a quarterback's game. The quarterback is the most important player on the team. He is the heartbeat of a football team. So clearly that's one situation Chip Kelly is going to have to clear up for the short term and the long term as well. But what I really like about Chip Kelly, and I've watched his offense at Oregon for a number of years, broke it down on tape, tried to figure out what he's trying to do, and it's very difficult to do that. Even a guy like myself that's a football wonk that studies all the tape, this guy is brilliant. He understands how to beat defenses, and he brings tremendous energy. Now, yeah, I know he has the offensive persuasion. He cares about the quarterback. But what I love is the energy he brings into the room that he will bring to the football team. That's something you just can't fabricate. I mean, he loves football. And I think quickly the people in Philadelphia will understand that.
Fantastic. And I think you're right. Just from the few glimpses we've had of him in front of the media, you can tell that he does bring an energy that's very different from Andy Reid, you know, just respect Big Red, but people are excited and willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. At least for now. But speaking about the quarterbacks, there are three in the mix for the Eagles: Mike Vick, of course, Nick Foles, and recently Dennis Dixon. Who do you anticipate succeeding the most in Kelly's spread offense?
So I don't think there's any doubt it's going to be Michael Vick. And in fact, as soon as Chip Kelly was hired, I quickly announced that Michael Vick would be the quarterback, much to the chagrin of many people in Philadelphia who felt it was time to move on from Michael Vick and, you know, move to Nick Foles, or now we have a Dennis Dixon in the mix, or whoever they deem in the draft or via free agency to acquire. But I think clearly when you look at Michael Vick, he has a skill set that fits what Chip Kelly wants to run. Mobility. The one thing, if you look at the Oregon offense, it's not about throwing the football. It's about a quarterback with movement and that he could run. Michael Vick can do both. In the NFL, it starts with throwing the football first. Michael Vick is still an outstanding passer of the football. We know he can run the football. Yes, he may have lost a couple tenths of a second in his 40 time. He may have gotten beat up a little bit over the past couple of years. But even with those things going against Michael Vick, he's still a guy that can give you the burst, give you the big play. And I think he's an absolutely perfect fit for a Chip Kelly offense. Then you go to Dennis Dixon, who they signed earlier this week, a guy that played with Chip Kelly out at Oregon, understands the system, has been with the Pittsburgh Steelers, has been with the Baltimore Ravens. He understands what it takes to run this system. Nick Foles is your prototypical NFL pocket passer. I don't see his style fitting into what Chip Kelly wants to do. And that's not to take anything away from Nick Foles, because I think eventually he is going to be an outstanding NFL quarterback. But he's not a guy that fits in the type of offense that Chip Kelly wants to run.
Right.
We're live with Ron Jaworski, ESPN NFL analyst, former Eagles quarterback. Ron, just a quick question about last year. What do you think went wrong with the team last year specifically? Was it a lack of talent? Because it seemed like they had enough talent to make a playoff run, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. Can we chalk it up to talent or a lack of effort, or was there something else going on?
Well, when we talk about professional football, I never use the the terms lack of effort. I think these are highly skilled professional athletes that are paid to do their very best no matter what the situation is. Now, hey, maybe there were some situations where they lacked the intensity and enthusiasm that we'd like to see from teams that are contending for a Super Bowl, but I certainly don't think the Eagles would fall in the category of a team that lacked effort. Andy Reid got the best out of his football team. When you look at last season's 4-12 record, you have to go back to 2 years ago when the team struggled at 4-8. And I believe going 8-8 masked their deficiencies. They were not a good football team at 4-8. They got their season to 8-8. Andy Reid got another shot, but it was clear to me that there were problems within the football team, that they needed to make changes. Those changes were not made. Consequently, the teams come back, suffer some very serious injuries, and there's no question of that. The offensive line was decimated by injuries, and yes, you did lose Michael Vick, your starting quarterback, for a number of games. But clearly, I look at this Eagle team now, you know, this downfall where they've, you know, won only four games this year and eight the year before, 12-20 over the last 2 years, this started a couple of years ago. So clearly, I think all the changes were mandated by a 12-20 record. Time to move in another direction. They are.
Ron, speaking of moving in another direction, another football-related question. Recently on ESPN.com, you wrote a great piece about Colin Kaepernick and basically his potential. And basically what you said is, like, you just love the way that, like, he, like, along with his mobility, his ability to make, I guess it's one of your euphemisms, explosive plays in the passing game. Even with the Super Bowl loss, do you still see Kaepernick possibly living up to this potential and making the 49ers a Super Bowl contender again?
Yeah, prior to Super Bowl 47, I said Colin Kaepernick, you know, has a skill set that someday down the road, 15 years now, we could say he's the greatest quarterback ever in the NFL. You know, hey, that's speculation, but I see a skill set there that tells me this guy, if he stays focused, continues to improve, he can revolutionize the game as we now see it. And actually, when I went back into my office at NFL Films after Super Bowl 47, the 49ers lost to the Baltimore Ravens. I thought Kaepernick had a tremendous game. Yes, he did leave a couple plays on the field. Yes, he did make a couple mistakes. But I think he handled that stage very, very well. And what I like first and foremost about Colin Kaepernick, just like I said about Michael Vick, they are passers first and runners second. Kaepernick can make every single throw. When he got that starting job, the first game, he comes out on a Monday night and he looks tremendous throwing the football down the field. Deep ball accuracy, precision pinpoint passing, good feet, good awareness in the pocket. Obviously a smart, intelligent kid when you watch him in the pre-snap phase. You know, it's a small sampling for Colin Kaepernick. You know, really not even a full season under his belt, but I think the sky's the limit.
Ron, you mentioned NFL Films when you're talking about Colin Kaepernick. Actually, a couple of years ago, we had the pleasure and the honor of interviewing Steve Sable of NFL Films here on our show. We know you worked with him for several years, and he actually wrote the foreword on your book, The Games That Changed the Game. If you could just take a minute or so, just talk a little bit about Steve's impact on your career and the game of football in general.
Well, Steve Sable is one of the greatest storytellers in the history of not only the National Football League, but football in general. In fact, last Tuesday at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia was an unbelievable tribute to Steve Sable, attended by most head coaches and owners in the National Football League and those people close to the game. Over 1,000 people converged on the Kimmel Center and saw an incredible presentation of the work of Steve Sable, and really a tribute to what he has meant to so many people, including myself. It was 23 years ago when I retired as an active player in the National Football League that I was hired by Steve Sable. 23 years later, you know, I still work for NFL Films. I still maintain an office at NFL Films. And I can tell people the one thing that I've learned from Steve Sable, after he hired me, not once in 23 years did he walk into my office and say, "Ron, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to say these words. You need to do this. You need to do that." He never did those things. He hired people, he told us what our mission was, and he let us be artists and let us be storytellers. You know, he knew I understood football from playing the game at the NFL level for 17 years, 4 years at Youngstown State, 4 years at Lackawanna High. You know, 25 years of my life was playing the game of football. He let me do what he knew I could do, and that was kind of paint a blank canvas and let people know what I knew about the game. And that career clearly expanded for me from NFL films to ESPN to all the other work that I do football related. But clearly, when I retired from being an active player, it was Steve Sable who gave me my first opportunity in broadcasting and let me do my thing. And for that, I am forever grateful.
We're joined by ESPN NFL analyst Ron Jaworski. Ron, just another football question before we move on. Is it true that the Sixers' current head coach, Doug Collins, actually gave you the nickname Jaws?
That is correct. Doug Collins was my next-door neighbor when he was playing for the Sixers and I was playing for the Eagles, and he came up with the nickname Jaws. Now, most people think it was because the movie Jaws was very popular in the early 80s, but Doug said every time he saw me, my jaws were always slapping, so he gave me the nickname Jaws, and it has stuck ever since.
Right.
That's a great story. Switching directions a little bit, we all know you and admire your analysis on ESPN, but you are working on something, a new project that's pretty close to home because it's about your health. You found from arthritis pain with a product called Stop. If you could tell us a little bit about if you think the arthritis pain you experienced previously, if that was impacted or exacerbated by your time playing football, and how did you find your way to Stop Pain?
Well, you know, I'm a 61-year-old guy that played, professional football for 17 years and 25 years total of playing the game. So, you know, when you get to be 61, there's some bumps and bruises that act up every now and then. And, like most guys my age, we look for, you know, something that'll help us provide some immediate relief. And, you know, I found that in Stop Pain. And I got to know Tom and Anthony Cicini. They're incredible guys that run this company. And before I got involved with Stop Pain, I actually tried the product for months. I wanted to be sure that it worked, that it did help stop pain, that it allowed me to play golf, it allowed me to move freely, you know, that it did deeply penetrate to my joints, it allowed me to swing the golf club, walk the golf course for 18 holes. So Stop Pain has really had a remarkable turnaround in my life as far as being, athletic and wanting to move and doing all the things that I have to do at this age. And I'm really proud to endorse the product because, I just don't endorse a product. I use the product, and I think that's the most important thing. Stop Pain flat out works. I use it, and I'm 61, and at times it makes me feel like I'm 31.
Wow, I think I need to go get some.
Yeah, you can get it. There's about 35,000 independent pharmacies and national chains that distribute Stop Pain, so it's available.
And just so people don't kind of get a misconception of the product, it's, you know, people who aren't necessarily in their 50s and 60s can use it, correct?
No, I mean, it's really a fast-acting, long-lasting relief. And here's the beauty, right where you need it. You know, you don't have to put all of your body. If I wake up and, my index finger's a little swollen, you know, what I'll do, I'll put some Stop Pain on it. I mean, that and it works immediately. And I think that's the most important thing. But it's, I guess if you suffer from, you know, any type of arthritis or muscle aches or back pain, whatever, get some Stop Pain. I mean, it stops the pain cold.
And if our listeners want to pick up some Stop Pain or kind of find out some more information about the product, how would they go about doing that?
You can go to Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid Pharmacies, or go to the World Wide Web, StopPain.com. Again, it's StopAin.com.
Excellent, excellent. And one last thing before we let you go. As many of our listeners know, since we're a Philadelphia-based show, you're part owner of the Philadelphia Soul. And before we came on the air, we heard that you had some news that you'd like to share with our listeners about the Soul. Is there anything you'd like to tell us?
Well, there are so many great things happening with the Philadelphia Soul right now. In fact, our training camp opens on March 2nd. We open our season in Arizona. It'll be a replay of the Arena Bowl Championship of a year ago in New Orleans, which unfortunately the Philadelphia Soul lost that game to Arizona. But we have a tremendous football team, and we are, you know, we're very, very excited about bringing a championship back to Philadelphia in 2008. You know, we won the Arena Bowl Championship, and we kind of felt that, we remained the team that everyone looked up to. And, of course, a few months later, the Philadelphia Phillies win the World Series, and, you know, we feel that we removed the jinx of William Penn in the city of Philadelphia. So we feel very strongly about what we've been able to bring as far as, you know, competitive football and championship football to Philadelphia. And I think one of the really cool things that our ownership group of the Philadelphia Soul, you know, Marty Judge, myself, Craig Spencer, Cosmo DeNicola, Pete Scirocchi, you know, what we're doing is we're taking arena football to China. Now, you heard me correct. We are taking not National Football League play to China. The Arena Football League, under the direction of our ownership group, the Philadelphia Soul, is going to China. So we are the only organization in football that's going to be playing football in China this fall. It's very, very exciting.
Do you have any more details about that? Because we're kind of interested now. Like you're gonna
we're gonna do another show. I'm gonna give you all the details. We're actually gonna play 4 exhibition games this fall. And we're going to have a 6-team schedule, you know, the following year in 2014. So when we say there's going to be a World Bowl of arena football, there is going to be a World Bowl. There will be a team in China and hopefully more expansion worldwide of the Arena Football League. Not the big outdoor field, but we're talking the arena game. In China, there are an incredible amount of indoor arenas, just like they're out through Europe and the Pacific Rim. People love their football, not only here in America, but all around the world. So we're going to bring arena football to those people that want to witness it.
That is awesome. Yeah. So once everything is all squared away, please, you know, feel free to come back on the show and let us know the details. We're very, very interested in that.
You guys are great. I love to do it again. Love talking football.
Beautiful, beautiful. ESPN NFL analyst Ron Jaworski. Ron, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.